Rabotai, just a few halachot in the intricate laws of berachot. We discussed a halacha regarding a food called a borekas. Basically what borekas is a type of very thin dough. The dough has either margarine in it, some oil, and it is stuffed usually with a filling of cheese or potato or mushroom or what have you. The beracha rishona clearly on a borekas would fall under the category of what halacha calls pataba bekisnin, and therefore the beracha rishona would be bore mine mezonot. And if one would eat a kezayit, which would be 30 grams, so the beracha harna would be berachat me'ain shalosh ala mihya. But the very technical question over here is asked, when we calculate the shi'ur for beracha harona, can we take into account the stuffing as well? Which means, do you need kezayit per se of only mezonot, or can you mitzaref the mezonot plus the cheese or the filling that is inside to get you to kezayit? And this is a very major question with a tremendous nafkamina. Because if that's the case, so technically, if let's say you have a borekas, that the whole borekas is an ounce. So if you're going to tell me you mitzaref the filling, so already on one borekas, or two of them already, you're making alamahya. But if you tell me that you don't count the stuffing, you just count the mizonot part of it, so a person would have to, in that case, we only ate two, we cannot make an alamahya. He would have to already start to analyze if he might have to make a borei nefashot on the stuffing if it's the shiur of an ounce. So therefore it's a major, major question. Be enough kamina as well. We know if a person eats 230 grams of a mizonot item, he has to make mitkat mazon. That's about 8 ounces. So technically if you tell me each borekas is an ounce, so if he had 8 of them, and you're including the stuffing, what he has to make mirkat amazon. But if you tell me you don't count the stuffing as to the shi'ur, then you have to eat much more, because you're only counting the mezonot per se. So there's a great machloket. The Magen Abraham brings down in Siman Kuf Samechet Sif Katan Yud Gimal. There the Magen Abraham is talking about eating a, let's say, bread with meat. So he wants to say that the meat that you're eating with the bread, you count the meat, like we call it a sandwich. You'd count the meat to the shiur of the bread. And therefore, if altogether between the bread and the meat, you have a shiur of a kezayit, so therefore you'd make birkat amazon. That's the shita of the Magen Abraham. However, Rav Hida, in that same siman, Kuf Samichet Ot Vav in Birkei Yosef, writes on the words of the Magen Abraham, Shelema'aseh Sarich Iyun. And the Ma'aseh de Hida did not take the words of the Magen Abraham. Therefore he holds that to make a Birkat Amazon or an Alamechiyah, you only factor in the Mizonot Shebo. You don't factor in the filling, the stuffing, the meat. Good. So the dilemma over here is, and you say, well, once you pasuk like the Hida, so therefore, there's no question, back to the Borekas case. But Rabbi Moshe Levi over here has a big chiddush in the Birkat Hashem, in Siman, in Perek Bet, page Kuf Peh Dalet, Kuf Peh He, he wants to say a chiddush like this, that the Magen Avraham, he was talking about a case where you're able to mitzaref, let's say, meat with a bread. It's separate from each other, you still mitzaref it. Hida argued. But could be the Hida only argued because it's considered separate. But here in the Borekas, it's all considered one item. It's all, for example, when a person eats mizonot, it's not all flour. There's eggs in the flour, there's margarine in the flour, there's oil in the flour. But what do we say? It's batel to the flour. So to over here, the Birkat Hashem wants to say that when you have a borekas, whatever inside of it is batel to the mezonot, becomes tafel to the mezonot, and therefore it's all considered one. And therefore, could be the Chida would even agree in this case, therefore you count the filling, which is a very big chiddush. It should be noted, however, Acham ben Sion, Al-Mashem is Hagdama, Tor Litzion Helek Gimal, says that we don't take them again, Abraham. And it seems in all cases, even in the case over here, where you have a stuffing, like in the Borekas case, or a cake that's stuffed, you don't count the filling, even though it's considered one, but it's not in the dough itself. It's not like dough that has the flour and the oil in the dough itself. It's in it, but it's not one. And therefore, it's considered separate, technically, and therefore, halakha l'ma'aseh. When it comes to eating these type of items, would apply to a borekas, to a sambusak, to all these type of foods. For a beracha acharona ala mechia, you have to factor the shi'ur only in the mizonot per se, not in the filling. That's the way we posek like, that's the way Chacham ben Sion says. In the Orle Tzion, like I said, Chalek Gimal, in the Hagdama. So then that's already becomes very tricky, that when you're eating, you have to know, not just the how much of what you ate, what the shi'ud is. You have to know exactly the mizonot shebo and the stuffing shebo. Because it's possible a guy could have three borekas, he's going to make a borei nefashot. Because there's not enough mizonot, but there's a kezayit of filling, which is really a borei nefashot. And therefore, that's the way posek halakha l'maaseh.